Although our road was only slightly sunken, it lay at the foot of a gentle slope and thus acted as a gas trap. Our colonel and our medical officer had both been affected by the stuff, and during the morning they were carried away on stretchers. The rest of us stayed out there all day, coughing and retching and gradually going blind. Next day, with a label hung on each of us, and equipped with nothing but our tin hats and gas masks, we groped our way outside with the quartermaster sergeant leading, and each of us hanging on to the tail of the jacket of the man in front of him.